is No Pink Spandex, episode 102, for Wednesday, February 24, 2010.
Brought to you by Emma Lahana, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emma Lahana without going to this site, so check it out at shyranger.com.
Okay, their toy fair happens.
Yes.
And there's a lot of new toys and blah, 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 blah. So you're going to talk about the toys, and then there's some other stuff that, like, wasn't, not an offhand comment, but yeah, just talk about the toys. What's happening? What's going down?
The we can all agree that the greatest new toy is Zach with the dragon shield.
I like them all, actually, but yeah, I do like the
especially
fact that
Zach,
the one that was in the show, yes, actually comes from the toy line.
So we've got Zach, we've got Billy, we've got Jason with the dragon shield. Nothing for the girls. Oh,
yeah, that sucks. That would be cool too if all of them had it.
It would. And we get the White Ranger, whatever.
No alien rangers, man. Come on.
And
now.
Then like some like weird Tommy with like silver highlights and.
Yeah, he's got like the mega dragon shield now.
He's got teeth on the side. He's kind of looking all Magna Defender-y. Or something.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah, I think it's a little zigzags on the side. Yeah,
I don't understand. I guess that's supposed to be his like super power up because he already had the shield.
Probably, it's like a battleized Green Ranger.
Yes, and the other thing that people have been excited about is the Titanus. Because
but is that
yes, it does carry the Megazord.
It carries the Megazord.
I just saw another picture of it where the Megazord is actually standing in it.
Well, that's
so.
Cool.
It carries the Megazord, but it also is one of those little mix and morph things.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I saw the little
for those little figures with the arms and the legs, yeah. And you can make your own. So it does both, which I guess is okay.
Yeah, I guess that's okay if you get the actual purpose.
Yes, as long as it still
Titanus.
Is Titanus.
Yeah,
it's better than Space Titanus.
It's better. No, Space Titanus is cool, but it's better than the Morpher that they released because the Morpher is the mix and morph thing for. The spring release, anyway.
Well, yeah, Black Morpher or something?
Yeah.
There's another Morpher, too, that, like, fires coins.
Yeah, it's like a little ripcord on the side.
I saw the coins, but I didn't... Oh, my goodness, are you serious?
Yeah, and for some reason, the coins are, like... They have some of the Ninja Ranger symbols on them as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
I like that.
So, I don't know what the point is, if they're going to keep going into Season 3, or...
That would be cool, because I want my in-scale Alien Rangers.
Really?
I think those. Oh, and then those super deformed little ones. Mm-hmm. I got the first set and they're like awesome. They're so amazing.
Oh, the little miniature things. Yeah, yes. They look so cute.
I got the first set. Yeah, the first set. You get them all at Toys R Us for like $18.
I like that package. Yeah,
all of them. All the six Rangers, the Zed, and the Alpha. Good times. Good effing times.
I wonder if they're gonna release a regular scale Zed though. They have one in that Walmart package, but they don't have one.
Oh, it's also at Toys R Us now too, the Walmart package.
Oh, really?
Was it?
It also says exclusively at Toys R Us.
Oh, exclusively.
Exclusively at two stores.
Got you in a lie, Toys R Us.
Yeah. And by the way, I got those figures. I think the Pink Ranger one's pretty cool. The
super deformed ones? Or?
Yeah, they all have like 2 points of articulation though, except for Jason who has one.
Yeah, I wasn't very impressed with that. I thought, well, if you're going to add articulation, you may as well make all the parts move.
And they're missing paint, like, all on their boots and on their back. And
of course.
So, but, I mean, they're cute looking. Mm-hmm. The Alpha's kind of lame, how it's all black for some reason. I don't know what that's about. So the new one, we're getting Jason with the Dragon Shield, White Ranger, Megazord.
Does Billy have a Dragon Shield, too?
Yes.
Yes.
But not no, the super deformed though, they only have Jason.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, the super deformed they just have Jason, the White Ranger, the Megazord, and the Dragonzord in battle mode.
Well, that's cool. I would like that.
But still no Dragonzord. Actual Dragonzord.
And that's kind of weird.
I think that's for some reason there's like a remote control Megazord that flies.
It flies?
It flies.
How does it fly?
Magic. Batteries.
Bandai, you're awesome.
Yes, flying Megazord. And I think that's really all anybody like that would be listening to this really cares about, because other than that, it's just, you know, more bikes that have nothing to do with the show. you know, figures that have nothing to do with the show, just random stuff they just piece together. But and apparently this has been going on in the merchandise forum for a while. Apparently somebody finally just noticed it and posted it in the general discussion.
What's that?
But some website, was it Collection DX or something like that?
Oh, you brought up what I was going to bring up. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they supposedly, you know, and I'm, you know, we don't know, take it with a grain of salt, said that he talked to the Bandai representative, and they said that the one thing that fans have been requesting like crazy is the Dragon Zord. So supposedly we're going to be getting it in 2011.
11?
Yeah, because they say that this line is definitely going to continue for a second year.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Not sure, you know, how far it'll go or whatever. But so they said we would get a Dragon Zord, and then they said that in 2012, they're going to start doing Shinkenger toys.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what the rumor is.
Yes, and the guy asked him specifically, and he said Shinkenger, the name, specifically.
Creepy.
And so, of course, people are saying, does that mean we're going to have new Power Rangers?
Yeah, what does it mean? Are these the changes that are brewing?
But again,
Cheryl, talk to me.
Again, the thing people always forget that they need to remember is the toys and the TV show have very little, you know, influence on one another. You know, it's not like, you know, like just because there's toys doesn't mean there's going to be a show.
The only, I'll throw in this little caveat, is that it was always, well, not always, but in recent years, it was always half seas with, it was Disney put up half the money for production, so did Bandai. Right. So I don't want to say that maybe there's a
I just don't want to say anything at all because I don't want people to get their hopes up.
Yeah.
Because they'll take the tiniest little thing and run with it.
Because even I'm getting my hopes up a little bit with like, ooh, right. Well, if they're making toys, well, they can afford a show.
This is exactly what I said, is that they should take a couple years off, yep. Have a show that's completely in the can in Japan so they know 100% what they have to work with,
mm-hmm.
and then do it.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 years old, though, would they wait that long?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's not would kids even notice the difference in production value?
I don't know.
It's not like they're pulling stuff from like freaking Die Ranger. I mean, like, it's not like, hey, let's go back in time. Like,
well, I know, but like, I would imagine maybe Ghost Ager would be the one that they would pick up once they start up again, if they choose to. I don't know.
Oh, it's nice to have, though. I mean, if they have that 2 year gap, that'd be pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. That would be.
And if they do that, then that means I have to start printing some Jeremy Was Right t-shirts. Sorry. Gotta do it.
That would be pretty cool if you could, though.
Yeah. Everybody would be wearing one, half my face, half helmet. Shinken red. Red helmet. Yeah. You know it.
I can't wait for it.
And then, you know, when if it gets a little chilly, you put on your blue track suit.
Ooh, that's right.
You know, like, get some cornrows down.
I was going to say, I get a hat that looks like it's cornrows.
No, you commit to that. You get the cornrows.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, MC2, we got to get you a blue tracksuit.
I don't want to grow my hair out, though. I hate long hair. Can't stand it.
Okay, so then wear a wig that has cornrows.
I'll get the wig. Yeah. I got no problem with the wig.
We got to find you a blue tracksuit. Dang it.
Yeah. You know what?
And powder blue tracksuit, not just any blue tracksuit.
Uh-huh. Adidas, baby. So I could tear it away and jump out on the dance floor singing my songs, my mysterious songs.
Oh, Black Ranger, because you're black.
That's right. Word. So hip.
Oh my, I was trying to remember for like some odd reason. Was it the closing ceremonies where he performed? It was some ceremonies where like everyone was forced to hear him do his thing.
Forced. I like that.
Oh, I think you're right.
It must have been because I missed the closing ones.
Yes, I remember because the closing, like, Austin St. John and everybody was sitting up there and pretending like they cared.
Yes, yes. And he went to, you know, give Austin St. John a dap. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's so cute. Like a pound. It was the closing ceremonies because I remember I was like, wow, really? Like, since like no one went to your show, you making us like listen to
because there's no way I'd listen to it on my own volition.
Voluntarily.
Yeah.
You got a free CD and you didn't even listen.
Dude, I just found that CD the other day when I was cleaning stuff up. It's like, yeah, I need to crank
it was
that
your coaster.
Up. Yes.
You're going to put it in the dishwasher. You're like, oh, it's a CD.
Dude, but it's got that picture on him of him shirtless, you know, like, oh.
Gross.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
He's all scrawny.
Taking you on a trip to Six Pakistan.
Oh, we need to make, like, these cardboard things on a stick. Where's his head? And, like, anytime, like, there's an interview going on or there's a panel, somebody just, you know, boop.
What's up?
Benta pops out.
I need to work my British accent, though. Get that going. I'm not good at the British.
Holy crap. So was there anything else about the toys that...
Not unless you really care about the details of the bikes. And...
Ooh, bikes. Oh, and the race car? Was that new?
I think for MMPR, the race car is new. Yeah, they did the race cars in RPM.
Okay.
They made those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
MMPR, get a race car. Oh, yeah.
It's Billy race car.
It's not a rad bug, man.
So, yeah, because that looks so great to play with. Oh, look, I'm playing with a little beetle. Yay! Like, no.
Yeah, it's got, like, oil drums on the back, and it's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a hot vehicle. It's not really any worse than the vehicle Trini was driving.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Busted up white car.
We'll get to that. Before we get to that, we have to talk about PMC. PMC, because...
Yeah, lots of news.
There is?
Yeah. Well, the hotels were finally made available.
That's right.
Ooh.
So, it's going to be... Well, first, PMC is going to be at the Pasadena Convention Center. And, in, like, literally, like, right across the street is the Sheraton, where that's the official hotel. And the rates are $109 a night. And then you add a lot of tax... It's like a back around $125 a night.
Gosh.
So, yeah.
It's not the best.
Could be worse. Could be less worse. But yeah, so we finally have a hotel. Some people, I have to check with this, but like first it was, okay, well, there was only the con rates if you book from Friday to Sunday. So it was only like you staying for two nights. But then I was going on the forums and then some people were like, well, they're offering the con rate now. The hotel is offering the con rate from August 23rd to September 2nd.
Oh, that would be great.
You know?
Which...
So okay. My advice to people would be to call for their reservation. Just
really?
Call them. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
You would have to call anyway for the other offer anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to stay longer, then you would have to call anyway. But, I mean, yeah, I would suggest people call in, and if you can finagle a con rate, you know, if you want to stay longer, then I would do so. I would do that, you know.
And barter. Yeah,
barter your butt off. And then we also got guests. Yes.
Yeah, the new batch of guests were announced. More Alien Rangers? What?
Yeah.
Alien Ranger Night?
For reals.
So, Alan Palmer.
Alan Palmer in the house.
Talked about him.
That'll be the most attended panel. The Alien Ranger panel.
I assume they'll be lumped in with the Mighty Morphin.
What?
No, they won't.
No, they won't.
I mean, if they were, they're going to be ignored. That's the problem.
Dude, there's two of them. That's enough for a panel. As soon as you got two, you got a panel.
Seriously.
Quark,
look at Dino Thunder.
I like to be the most boring Alien Ranger of them all.
So let me see. Okay, Alan Palmer, who was Black Alien Ranger, Quarkus. We've got, whom else? Mark
Roy
Richardson.
Theron?
I was going to leave her for last.
Oh.
Mark Richardson, who prop master back in the day. We've got, I'm missing two.
Bridget Riley.
Bridget Riley. Oh, dude. Seriously?
Yeah,
like, I want a baby doll.
Have you a Missy Master?
Baby doll. I want to be baby doll. Oh my
I got to catch up now. You guys have been talking about it. Now I get to meet one.
Baby doll, baby.
Seriously. Bridget Riley, stunt chick, awesome. Like, can kick your butt. Awesomeness. And of course, finally, Miss Appleby.
What?
Yes.
She made her
you
debut this
Miss
week.
Appleby.
Yeah, she did. She made her debut this week. Oh my goodness. Okay. Miss Appleby. She's so happy. I don't know. Like, I know somebody else on the forums or whatever, they were like, yeah, why am I so excited mostly for Miss Appleby?
I don't know, because I can't imagine she would have anything really funny to say. But
the thing about it is that I'm picturing the total opposite. Oh my goodness. Right. Like, yo, I mean, she could either be like the nicest person ever who has all the nice things to say, or she could be like Betty White, yo. Like,
I would love it if she was like Betty White.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. She was like, because she's been with the cast throughout almost all the changes in the early years, so she might have stories to tell about everybody.
Yeah, she was there up till Turbo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, we want to hear stories from her point of view, like those bee hatches. Look at what these kids did to me and blah, blah, blah.
NPS definitely needs the interview with her. She needs to be number one.
Real.
Still waiting for Mr. Kaplan, though. Come on.
I know. They need to team up. Team up?
Dude, team up. Team up. Get the infamous toupee.
We need to get those two. We need to get Lieutenant Stone. Yes. We need to get Adele.
Yes.
Get them all in there.
Get Lieutenant Stone, yo. What? Oh, my goodness.
Get the two monkeys.
We can leave those at home. Come on. I'm a Turbo fan, and even I don't like the monkeys.
What? But no, seriously, we need to have a punch bowl, and so that a toupee can fall into it, and he can wring it out. It'd be awesome!
And then it falls on Vulcan's skull. It'll be amazing.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness. Yes. A panel with freaking Vulcan's skull, Mr. Kaplan, Miss Appleby, Lieutenant Stone, all of them, yo. That'd be hot.
That would be funny.
That'd be fun. Loving it. So yeah, those are the new guests. Got the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Looking, shaping up.
What?
So, now, were there any more news that I'm missing? I think those are the two big ones.
JDF won his second fight. Who wants to talk about that?
He beat the guy first round. Yay.
First round again? Wow.
Yeah, no one cares.
People
I haven't
care.
Watched it yet, but
care.
I heard.
Hey, all right. They're fans yeah, out there.
He's moving on up.
Moving on up.
2-0.
Wow.
No, you know what's fun? No, you know what's hilarious? So I watch it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy, he came out at what, you know, they play music, and as they're walking out, he came out in some like freaking Ninja Turtle Snuggie.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtle Snuggie. And I was like, oh my God.
You think Turtles was going to win? What?
That is hilarious. Because like, because at first you heard like, oh yeah, he came out in a Ninja Turtle outfit. I'm like, oh, what, a real outfit? Like, he really like cosplayed it up? Nah, it's Snuggie, dude. I was rolling. It was hilarious. And then
it's not uncommon for MMA fighters who are like nobodies to come out dressed like idiots. They love doing that. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But yeah, so that was hilarious. And then, you know, they, you know, ding, 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 pop, pop, pop. 2 minutes, it was done.
2 minutes? Gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, this is, a lot of these fights do that. It's not uncommon for, they're real fights.
Well, I know, but if, I mean, JDF, if he's that good, though, why can't he just kind of, like, hold back and
Right.
Spock, have you ever been in a real fight?
No.
They don't last long.
Well, they're not going to last long with me. If I was in one, it would not last long.
Wow.
I would imagine, though, with, like, fighters, though, who are, like, training for this moment, it would, I don't know. People would be able to defend themselves.
You know, honestly, I see what you're saying, but you don't want to stay in there too long to be like, hey, let me get hit in the face some more.
I don't want to be in a fight. But these people sign up for that sort of thing. So I would imagine that they have some sort of resiliency or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, okay, wow, that was quick again. I just want to see him fight people who seem to have more training, maybe. Yeah. I mean, because it's just like, I mean, no, seriously, it's like, okay, like the first fight he had, like, oh, it was kind of quote unquote exciting because like he tripped. I mean, like that was like the most exciting.
Stumble, yeah.
And then like when he got knocked in the face and he stumbled a little bit. Oh, that was like the most exciting. But then the other guy tapped out. And this one, like all JDF did was like pound him on the ground and the ref stopped it because he was like, okay, TKO, the end.
Wow.
Well, no offense, but at this stage of his career, if JDF fights better people, he's going to get his knocked the fuck out. He's not that good yet.
What I'm saying is there is a difference between fighting like people who seem to have no training. I'm not saying he doesn't, the other guy didn't have any training, but it seems to have no training is too easy and in fighting people too hard. That's what I'm saying. There is a median. That's all I want, a median.
I know, but this early, you wouldn't. You don't need to take. You don't need to take any unnecessary risk at this stage. It's smarter for him in the long run to do this.
I am not saying that it's not smart for him to just take it easy or whatever. I'm just saying, like the first guy. Okay, yeah, both of them. The first fight, both of them. That was their first fight. Okay, fine. This guy, I don't know. I don't know what the other guy's record was. I have no idea. But I'm just like, you know, have a guy who at least like won. That's what I'm saying. Just one. And then, like, oh, okay, cool. Let's duke it out. That's what I'm saying.
Man, I can't wait for that first fight where he gets the crap kicked out of him. It's going to be awesome.
I think you're going to be waiting a while.
I don't know.
I think so, because...
If he takes your advice, I won't be.
No, I'm not saying he takes my advice. What's my advice? Tell me what my
take
advice.
Fight somebody that isn't a complete idiot?
Like, whatever. Anyway, what I'm saying is JDF is not... he's not a noob. I mean, he's new to MMA, but he's not a noob. He could fend for himself. I just want to see a challenge. That's what I want to see.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying, he gets a challenge, he's gonna lose.
You just want him to lose. That's
no, I just am being realistic.
No, you're being hopeful. You're like, hey, waiting for him to lose. Hey, now I get to do my little happy dance. You know.
And we're not saying we want him outmatched either. We want him to have somebody who is maybe equal to his skill.
Yeah, like if there's another person who
there's
has
like a little tension.
Record.
Is he going to win? Is he going to lose? We don't know.
Yeah, if there's another person who had a 2-0 record, I'll be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Just, you know. Okay. Let's see a match. Let's see go to round 2. How about that? Let's just see.
Yeah, we need a round 2. Come on.
Okay. Careful what you wish for.
Please. Anyhow.
Oh, he's going to get knocked the go.
Whatever, please. You just want him to be. That's
I
different.
Just know it will happen.
You just want him to be.
You just
I want mean...
to see. How about he fight Austin St. John then? Will that work?
Wow. No, honestly, I wouldn't want to see that. Okay, lie. Part of me wants to see that, but part of me doesn't because, like, nobody wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wins out of that. Like, they're diehard fans for each of them, and it's like nobody. No, that
I disagree. If Austin beats the crap out of him, I win. I absolutely win.
I think it would just be sad because then we'd have the quote unquote answer to that question.
Right.
Everybody'd be like, "Well, you see this on YouTube. Guess who won?"
Right. You don't want an answer. Yeah. You don't want
the never ending question of who's stronger, Jason or Tommy.
Yeah. Exactly. Those are the things that like should be dealt with on the board, and people like look like idiots. Like, well, you know, because Tommy had this and this and this, and like, well, because Jason had blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, leave that to that.
But once we get the MMA fight, then that's it. That's over.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I like all my childhood questions. You know how thrilled I was in the new Ninja Turtles movie when Raphael beat the crap out of Leonardo? Like, yeah! That's
that was
the
drama.
Answer I wanted.
That's like a cartoon, dude.
It's still a childhood thing. Are Jason and Tommy real? No.
But they're real people. Like, they can really get hurt. That's the thing.
The good guy.
Well, there would always be that, too. It's like, well, that's not Jason and Tommy. That's JDF and Austin St. John. So we don't know who's going to win because the Dragon Store is still big.
They didn't morph. So
yeah. I mean, we will always have that, but at the same time, we will get it'll be ruined a little bit.
It will be ruined.
Optimus always beats Megatron and Jason always beats Tommy. That's how it goes.
Wow.
Somebody good always wins. Good always wins.
Somebody does not remember Power Morphicon number 1. Bit
what
no, just saying
what happened in Power Morphicon number 1 that I don't remember.
I'm just saying, you know, you were making
what are
fun
you
of,
what
you
are
were
you
making
saying?
Fun of Austin St. John. I remember this is on tape
because he's making, a little fella
and because he was a little chunky that you made fun of him
so he could sit on Tommy.
Touche.
Victory by suffocation.
Oh, Lordy Jesus. All right. Let's move on. I'm not even going to go there. Let's move on to the reversioned. Let's get to Foul Play in the Sky. foul play in the sky. Oh my goodness, my episode. My episode.
Oh boy.
I've been waiting for this episode for so long. And I enjoyed it. I did.
I liked it too.
It was a good episode, yes.
Thank you. I mean, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, do I like it because this is my first episode I'd ever watched? Or do I like it because it's really good? And I'm like, no, compared to like the other stuff.
Yeah, I guy was bad, but this is actually a solid episode. I like
yes.
it.
You liked it because it was the introduction of Angela.
That's right, my sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Oh, he's crying. His tears ripping. His heart's ripping in half. Because the tears are flowing. The tears are flowing.
Oh my goodness, yes, dude, loved it. Oh my gosh, and then the scene with Bulk and Skull, they're at the airport or whatever, and you actually see them like be human, like real yes. people, like
yeah,
oh
they
wow.
have interests.
Like, look, airplanes are so cool. I want to do that when I go da 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 whatever. Uh-huh. And they see Kimberly, and Kimberly is just like, oh my,
she's like ignoring him. She's like, don't look.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, Kimberly, quit being such. Come
on,
please. No, fly.
That is legit. Come on now, especially when they ask, "Oh, can we ride with you?" And she's like, "Yeah, I don't. This plane is a little small, and I think."
Yeah, she was calling Bulk fat. What's that all about?
I like that.
You heard Uncle Steve. They're her
You're
friends.
Not a skinny gymnast like I am.
Oh my goodness, I love that scene. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And then he's trying to get in the plane, and the plane's jiggling. It's
but
great.
At the beginning, you can see why they tried to not keep this episode.
Yes.
Because of squat.
Yes.
Yeah, what
Stealth
was up with
squat.
That?
Stealth squat.
I had to look it up, actually, because I was like, well, wait, didn't he actually do something to the drink?
Right.
But they never showed it. I actually had to go back to the...
Can't show the poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
They also, Bulk and Skull, they aren't screaming in this episode. They,
yeah,
like,
they, it's so yeah, it's covered up. It's like... It's like a, what you call it, horn, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the fuck horn or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay, fine. That was cool the first time. I screamed. That was the funny part. And then when she screams at him, I'm like, shut up. I am trying to. Oh my goodness. Ugh. I loved it.
Now, the funniest part is the way Skull passes out. Yes. Oh, he slams his head back. So overdramatic.
Oh my goodness.
That's the part I remember the most when I first saw this episode.
Yeah, he kind of like moves his head over a little bit, too.
And then he does it the other way the second time. He slams it into his chest.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, no, I love this episode because, like, they had a good idea. Like, Rita and them had a good idea because, like, oh, look, we see Kimberly, blah, 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 blah. Let's, you know, well, okay, well, yes, they could have technically poisoned Kimberly herself, which would have been awesome. But
she didn't have a can of pop, so, you know.
Exactly.
You got to do what you got to do.
Can of what?
Cola.
Soda.
I'm sorry. No, if you look at the can, it says cola.
Cola.
Okay. But yeah, but no, but like, yes, poison the pilot so that he falls out and that's how you can kill her. Oh my goodness.
Seriously, that's like a crazy evil plan.
Dude!
Let's just kill her. Okay, good idea.
Yes! And then...
About time.
And then, you know, send in another monster that's like actually like a challenge to the Rangers because it's all Snizzard is all like being all snaky and junk and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and they need the bow and arrow to get rid of the monster or whatever for some reason. But, you know, they were like, no, we need to aim for that apple, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was a good episode. Mm-hmm. Goodness.
Yeah, was that like an Adam and Eve reference?
I don't know.
That he's a snake and there's an apple?
Oh. Huh, yeah.
I'm a heathen. I don't know the story.
Oh, come on.
Well, technically in the Bible, it never says that it's an apple. It always said the fruit. But then, you know, as, you know, olden days when they painted, wanted to paint the Adam and Eve scene, they paint apple. So, yeah. I didn't even think about it that way. Interesting.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Or it could be a William Tell thing, too.
True.
Yeah, I would imagine, because if the bow and arrow and the apple, that makes more
it's
sense.
It's a snake. That, well, not more, because it's a snake.
Well, I mean, snake.
Snake.
I can relate to that story more than I can the Adam and Eve story.
Yes, because you meet Jesus. And I like this episode because it had flashbacks to the original pilot. What?
That's right, our first flashback episode.
I know.
Original pilot. And see, I like that reversioning thing where they actually put the little cloud around it, because it looked like a flashback.
Yeah, it was all right. I like that. I'm sure it looked like a flashback in the original one too. Didn't
well,
it?
No, it was just a clip.
Did it?
Oh,
yes.
Hmm.
Yes. Now it's, you know,
Flashbacky,
yeah, with the crazy putties and the big thick suits where they're scratching their heads, and you can see their eyes and mouths really clearly.
Basically,
bad suits.
Oh, and there was no Zord action.
Yeah, and it's actually the monster was taken out by just the bow, and I think that's kind of weird. That's something that we've lost in the later seasons, where it like has to be the group weapon or it has to be the Megazord.
Or you have to put in some Zord action for like 2 seconds. I'm just like, oh my goodness, thank you. Like this episode, now granted, there are good Zord episodes and whatever, but this episode, I mean, it was good. It was like,
it's refreshing. It was that's what enjoyable. This is.
You know, granted, with Zach and Jason having the little bromance flipping around and junk, okay, whatever. But this is actually like, I like this episode. I do. This is MMPR. I'm gonna bleep this. What?
And in the bumper, they actually decided to focus on the ranger that the episode was about.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Wow.
Although I do like how the profile says Pink Ranger, armor.
Armor, pink.
What?
It's a crazy tidbit. Love to figure that out. Good stuff.
Yeah, dude, I'm like, yeah.
And they brought back Zing. Gotta have more Zing. Gots to love the Zing.
Wait a minute, and Bone and Skull got a load on them, right?
They did.
They got a what?
At the end.
Yeah, at this one they did. They got, them, yeah. For no reason, it was just, they just
yes, another
them.
Random attack. On Bulk and Skull. Attack is all you call it.
Like, after they've been through so much.
Mm-hmm. Zach attacks them.
You know? I mean, really? What is up with this black on...
bully violence?
Bully crime.
He splashes them with milkshake. It's just...
Really?
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Seriously.
How dare you?
I mean, he should know better. I mean, he's been oppressed. He should know better. Mm-hmm. God.
His wardrobe still just amazes me every week. It's
yeah, that was something.
Fun thing ever. Just to see whatever Zach's going to wear.
Goodness. Yeah, we didn't even get up to the next episode. I'm going to get up to that. But
I love the colors. Lots of colors.
Oh, my goodness.
Lots of purples, oranges, and yellows. Greens in there a little bit. He's
everything,
very tribal.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. They don't know how to dress black people. It's like, come on.
Dude, in the 90s, they'd love that stuff.
Yeah, I forgot it is the 90s, Lord.
He needs some funky hats, too. That's what he needs.
That's coming later.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Because they start getting inventive. Gosh. Hell, oh, my gosh. And at one point, he had braids. I'm like...
Oh, that's right.
You know, I liked it season 2 when he had the braids. He looked cool. I liked it.
Sure he did. Sure he looked cool.
I thought,
oh boy, yeah, no.
The little high top that he's got on right now.
the weird high top thing looking, not a straight high top, but it's like a
it's enough.
Angled thing.
Yeah. You gotta rock the Gumby look.
I know.
No, season 2 was definitely an improvement.
Oh my god.
And then they started switching back to the season 1 footage, so he was like in a bandana for some time. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Oh, Zach, the visionary.
Poor guy.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, was there anything else about this episode besides it being awesome?
No, I remember that they kept showing, like, the Rangers were, like, in the command center, and they stood there for, like, 5 minutes looking at footage of Kimberly crashing. So we should do something. Oh, like, there's a monster.
Oh, look, Kimberly, she's going into the mountains. Why don't you
do something, Trini?
Oh my goodness.
Although I do like that Alpha was pretty
active.
I'm losing my thought here. Yeah, active, but he really had some practical advice. He was like, well, just morph out of there. And she's like, no, I've got people. So that was good that they did actually try to be realistic about it and not like, oh, well, I have to do this, whatever.
But I love Alpha, though. I mean, because, like, he's like, directing her, you know, whatever, whatever. And then, like, he's got the other people. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, my goodness. Kimberly, you need to get out of there. You need to. I'm like, Alpha, you are going to kill her. Awesome. No, you are going to kill her. You need to stop and chill out. And she's like, oh, my gosh, Alpha, would you stop? I'm trying to counter that. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I just loved it. Oh, my gosh. It was great.
Yes. Good episode. It's a very real episode.
Seriously. Loved it. And Disney did not want to show this. Disney did not.
Well, apparently, they're chopping it up the way they are.
Yeah, I can understand though the edit though. It makes sense.
Yeah, in the post 9/11 world, we don't want plane crashes.
But the plane is not going to crash into a building. I mean, it's going to crash into the mountains. It's a difference.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I don't care. Some people are overly sensitive now.
Well, you should try to save Kimberly, Trini, or else there'll be some karma 10 years later.
Oh my god. Are you serious right now? It's not funny. It's not funny. Not funny. Why are you laughing, Spot? Why are you laughing?
Yeah, you are. Too late.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, moving right along. We are speaking of Trini. Wow, I really hate this segue. I hate you.
Great segue.
Hate you. My gosh. But
you're welcome.
Speaking of Trini. For whom the bell trolls?
Seriously, I thought that was a repeat because I looked at the title and I'm like, oh, it's the one with the gnarly gnome.
It would be a good title for the gnome one.
Well, I just assumed and then I forgot. And then I looked online. I'm like, oh, it's not. Okay.
No. Tickle Sneezer.
Yes.
Let me just start out by saying when this first aired, I hated this episode because everything was a dream. Everything.
I forgot it was a dream.
Everything.
It was kind of a bummer, but as I've been thinking about it more and more, I kind of like it because it shows like she when she wakes up and she says that, she's like, whoa, I've got too much Rita on my mind. I kind of like it that, you know, maybe they're stressed out and this is pervading their dreams now. So I think it's kind of cool.
Why was it a dream, though? Because, like, nothing, like, it's not like the monster was kicking their at the end of the episode or anything.
Well, that's what I like. I like that they're just normal kids and they're just stressed out because now they're superheroes. So even if nothing happens during their day, during the night, maybe something's going to happen in their dreams.
Sorry, but Rockabye Rangers did a better job of showing teens that are stressed in Zeo. Okay?
You know, I like that one too.
Just saying, because it's realistic. It's like, oh, look, I'm tired because we keep fighting all the time. I'm tired. And then, you know, Adam got bedhead and everything. It was really great.
I like that. Yeah.
But, like, this one, it was just seems like a cop-out. It was just like, oh, wow, they're actually, quote-unquote, they look like they're in real peril, quote-unquote, because really they weren't. Oh, no, yeah. We have to, like, make it all a dream.
Well, they were really in peril in the episode with the Chunky Chicken where, was it the Chunky Chicken? No, it wasn't. It was the,
I don't know what the name was.
The genie guy. Because, like, the genie was beating the crap out of them, and they had to, like, wish him away.
Yeah.
That one should have been a dream.
Seriously.
Because they couldn't win. He was kicking the crap out of them.
Yep.
This, it was like, they easily beat up
Tickle Sneezer. Oh, my gosh. It wasn't good even God. A thing. Tickle oh, Sneezer. My gosh. Anyway, wow. First of all, let's start out with Miss Appleby.
Yeah. Okay. Debut.
And I still love her. I still love the back of the chalkboard versus question marks.
Yes, that was their homework assignment. That was awesome. It's like question marks. Do we
it's
really
very
need
high school level.
Question marks. That's a good question, Miss Appleby. That's a real and they have it's an entire chapter. They have an entire chapter.
Yes, entire chapter.
And it's ironic because they need a question mark to ask that question.
It's
very you know deep. You're very not allowed deep. To talk anymore.
Very very meta. Ooh. Oh my goodness. But no, I loved it. It was hobby week. You know what I'm saying? Like first,
yes.
Who was the first one? Let me see. Oh my goodness. Trini was the first one, right? With her ugly dolls and junk.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Her and she's like, oh yeah, this is my favorite one. Mr. Tickle Sneezer, the ugliest of them all. I'm like, oh my gosh.
They're all disgusting, creepy. And
creepy dolls, yo. Like seriously.
Seriously, you go to high school and you start telling people you collect dolls? Man, nobody's going to like you anymore.
Well, did you see one in the back of the room? They had nutcrackers.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but, like, seriously, Trini, like, I know you're cryptic and everything, but don't add creepy. Do not add creepy to the list.
And yet, her presentation was still not nearly as sad as Zach surfing.
Zach surfing, he doesn't even do that. That's
oh
not
my
his
God.
Interest.
Oh my goodness.
His interest is dancing.
First of all, he looked like an old man. I don't know what he was wearing. Okay. Then he's on the table. There's a lot of table action, by the way. He's on the
flopping around on the table. Look at me, I'm surfing.
Trying to act like he surfs. I'm just like, the writers must have been thinking, okay, how to make Zach less black? How do we make him less black? Oh, yeah, let's make him surf. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Oh, my goodness. But I loved it.
Then Billy with his fifth grade volcano. Ooh, look at my volcano.
Like, look, Pepto-Bismol. Look, who coming out of the volcano. Like, ugh, whatever. And then, like, Jason overcompensating with his stick. It was great.
Yeah.
fabulous.
Kimberly in her handstand. Ooh, a handstand. Ooh.
Well, what's wrong with the handstand? That's
handstand
talent.
On the table is scary. So I can understand Miss Appleby being kind of concerned.
You know, you would so fail because you didn't do anything to prepare for your stunt. I mean, your presentation. You
she
know?
Has been training since yeah. she was little.
She doesn't have any you know visual aid. She just has handstand.
Any visual aid? I'm sorry, but I'd rather have a handstand than some ugly dolls. I'm just saying.
I know, but at least it just shows that Trini put more effort into her presentation.
No, no, Trini. Well, all Trini didn't have to do nothing. She just gets like gifts from her mom. Like, in fact, yeah, she like literally steals from her mom. Okay, just to have a presentation. All right.
Yeah, but she still brought like 50 dolls.
Not only is she creepy, she's a thief.
I know, but Kimberly did nothing. I mean, bringing in stick is more presentation.
Bringing in
I would have to say that Zach did the least. I mean, all he did was stand on a desk and mimic surfing.
Basically.
He didn't do anything.
That's true. That, yeah, Zach and Kimberly.
I mean, Kimberly actually has skill.
No, they both fail.
Kimberly would pass. Jason would fail. I mean, twirling around a stick, who cares?
At least he brought a stick. A ninja stick, too.
Could easily be the ruler that he got like out of the chalk drawer on the board.
Oh, what? Twirl a ruler? It's not round.
No. Remember the yeah, it was a stick. It was a stick with the chalk at the end. You could put the chalk at the end or whatever and you could point with it and junk. Yeah, there used to be a thing. But whatever. It's all of them fail. All of them. Every single last one of them. Fail.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I say Kimberly still passes.
I'm sorry, but
no,
like
the only pass is for Bulk and Skull. Only
what?
Pass.
What?
No, that's gross.
They brought their fleas, man.
Come on. My goodness, what the heck does Miss Appleby teach? What does she teach?
Hobbies. She's like an all-purpose teacher because she's always teaching stuff.
She's the hobby teacher, and the question mark teacher.
I mean, yeah,
very niche.
There is a lot of she does a lot of hobby crap because I remember I forgot what season it was, but like they were bringing in pictures when they were little kids and stuff.
Yeah, the time capsule.
Oh yeah, before they got turned into kids. Oh no.
She just likes the students to be well rounded, so she's gonna teach everything to them.
And then when they like de-age, didn't Miss Appleby not de-age at all?
She got longer hair.
I think she's a vampire.
Wow, a sparkly one.
We'll have to pose that question to her at Morphicon.
She's definitely not sparkly. She's floppy.
Oh. You leave Miss Appleby alone.
Eating good at Miss Appleby's.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, let me see. What was next? Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. Bad stuff, blah, blah, blah. Trini's room, again, creepy.
That was really messed up. All the dolls were like everywhere.
Yeah, seriously, and they're all like staring at her, like oh, ew.
Seriously, it's like a kid with all of his Sentai toys. Look at me, man! Look at all my toys.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Hey guys, look at my Gal Ranger poster. Isn't it cool?
It's not here yet. Trini's room was decorated with paper lanterns all across her ceiling, so it's like extra Asian.
Adam would love that.
And it's yellow walls, paper lanterns, and creepy dolls. Like, seriously? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Then she got her janky car.
Oh well, yeah. Look, she's a teenager, man. She needs to, you know.
Yeah, work her way up.
That's right. I mean, in the beginning, was Billy trying to help her open a car?
Yeah, it's like he had her keys or something because there's like a little yellow haired troll on it.
But no, I mean,
seriously, she is such a weirdo.
She really is. I mean, the first episode that we were introduced to her alone, her being afraid of heights. And now, but then she did like to clean, so she, try to balance that out.
She was environmental. Mm-hmm.
And then now she's back to being creepy with creepy dolls.
It's kind of amazing that we have 12 episodes and already there's like 3 focus episodes on her. That never happens these days. It's like, it's boys and then, maybe the girls will get one like half focus episode. But then it goes to the Red Ranger at the end.
That's what I liked about season 1 is that everybody got focused.
Yeah,
everybody.
It's nice.
You know?
We got nothing else to do. They don't have a plot, so.
Wow.
Focus episodes for everybody.
Yay.
Well, it's a sitcom with teenagers and martial arts, so yeah. That's what sitcoms do.
That is kind of the nice thing about MNPR, is that you can watch any episode at any time and not feel lost.
Yeah.
Almost. Unless it's like Green with Evil, you know?
Yeah.
And then you just want to be lost.
Because there's like a loose plot in like the later seasons.
Right.
Because, I mean, I do like my arcs, you know? But, I mean, but if everything is so serialized, you feel like you have to start all the way from the beginning. And then, like, if like a season is like back in the day when you're like 60, 50 episodes, you're like, really? Gonna watch this all the way from the beginning, so
yeah, it's nice for the old Ranger has a problem in their real life. Rita decides to capitalize on it in their Ranger life. They overcome the problem in their Ranger life, then they overcome the problem in their real life. Everybody's happy, something falls on Bulk. Yay!
Well, we don't have to review anything anymore, do we?
Hooray!
And that's the end for the recording. No. But yeah, I mean, that's why, yeah, season one, you can just watch any episode, drop in, be like, oh, snap. That's cool.
Oh, one more thing I gotta remember. Okay, when I was watching the, you know how now they do the rerun at first at 12?
Yeah.
I was watching the, before Foul Play in the Sky, I turned on the TV right before, and it was like the last minute of a pressing engagement.
Yeah.
And I noticed this. You know how, like, you know, Billy always has to say something weird and complicated, and then Trini has to translate it because the others don't get it.
Right.
Like, sometimes they make the Rangers seem like complete idiots because Billy said to Jason after he does his push-up, you know, lifts the weight, he says, your outstanding performance will have a lasting legacy. And Jason goes, what? What does that mean? Really? Really?
Well, he is the meathead jock, so.
Oh, come on. Your outstanding performance will have a lasting legacy. The biggest word, quote unquote, is outstanding.
Yeah.
The biggest word. It's because it is the longest word. Are you serious?
A little too much. A little too much on the everybody else is stupid but Trini and Billy.
Basically. I mean, it's not like he said, you know, the pontificus. I mean, then I'm going to be like, what?
Yeah, for reals. Outstanding is tripping you up there, Jason.
Legacy? What is
me
that?
Me too good.
Oh, what? Jason lift weight? Jason strong. Jason lead. T-Rex. Jason.
Jason don't like Bulk.
Sword, stab thing, point.
Constipation. Oh, wait, that's too big. Wait. Takes a dump.
Jason, no like. Jason, fight. Jason, lose. Oh, Tommy. God, what a meathead. Seriously.
But seriously, like, I think these past, I don't know how many episodes, but, like, all Jason does is, I'm going to punch on the bag. I'm going to flip around. I'm going to punch in a bag. I'm going to flip around. I'm just like...
I'm going to flip Zach.
Exactly.
I'm going to smack Billy's head with my wiener.
Oh! Yeah. The exceptions was, well, that one. And the one where, yeah, like, the premiere, where he's actually, like, teaching Billy, like, he's actually being personable and be like, oh, let me teach Billy how to do something. The rest of the movie's like, I'm punching a bag.
Was Jason around or was Rocky around during the episode where all the Rangers had to teach Bulk and Skull so they wouldn't fail? Which episode was that?
I don't remember.
Because I remember that episode where they were going to fail and then they had to tell the Rangers to tutor them or else they would be in trouble too.
That was during Jason. Yeah, that was Jason. Because they were all, I think it was like, it had to do with like them being in detention or something.
Right.
And then they're like, well, if they fail, you fail. And then all six of them were like, yeah, because then Tommy was there too. All six of them were.
Yeah, I know Tommy was there. I remember that.
They were trying to point him out and be like, okay, well, da 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 da. Yeah, yeah.
Like, seriously, if Jason is near the top of the class, how stupid is Angel Grove in general? I mean, my God. And how retarded are Balkan Skull?
Well, I don't think they're stupid. I think they're just defiant. Because, you know, they actually are people.
They dropped out of high school.
They did.
They didn't drop out of high school. They were monkeys. They couldn't graduate.
No, they were police officers. They dropped out of high school and became police officers.
Mm-hmm. See, you don't think they were going at the same time?
No.
Did you see them graduate?
Well, no, because they were monkeys.
No. See, dude, this is what happened. See, in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, instead of being like, oh, well, we're going to ride this bully train for so long, ride the bully train, but we can't have them drop out of school because then we don't want kids to, let's make them police officers. So they just like, they like weasel that in. Oh, okay, let them be like upstanding citizens or try to be. But they dropped out of school because you never saw them in school.
When would they have possibly have graduated? When?
And in fact, they were working in the school in Zeo as some like on and off. Like, there would be like security.
Huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They did not go to school.
You saw them at all times of the day. You know, I mean, clearly they were going to school.
I guess I didn't put that much thought into it. I just thought they were going, and
I mean,
maybe they were guarding on their free period. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And they became detectives, and I mean, like, they did not go to school. Yeah. They dropped out, but
yeah, they ended up opening a juice bar. Okay, it's not like they're rocket scientists, except for that season where they were helping the rocket scientists and going into space. But besides that,
holy crap. Holy snap. But yeah, man. I mean, how did we get here? I forgot.
That is just the most ludicrous childhood to have. Just amazing to be Bulker Skull. The things you do.
For real, yo.
Then you get your own pet monsters.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That crazy life.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I mean, I love Stealth Squat, though. Stealth Squat.
For reals, he was tearing it up in season one.
Yo, he
but
went
he got cut out. That's what hurts so much.
No, but not in the creepy doll episode.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
In Foul Play in the Sky, they mentioned it.
They did. Yeah. He did mention it. Yeah, he's like, but how do you put it in the drink? I did.
Yeah, well, Golder was yelling at him. They mentioned it.
Yeah, so. But like, dude, like, Squad goes into Treaty's bedroom, doesn't steal her, steals a doll.
Like, here's a good idea, Squat. You go into Trini's bedroom with a stronger poison that can kill somebody, then just pour it in her mouth. Just pour it in her mouth. Right there. Just do it.
Instead of a growing laser, get a killing laser. Point it at her.
That's good. That's also good. Also good.
You know? So, but yeah, but Stealth Squat, yo, he was going through all, like, season one. Like, every episode, he's doing something. What does Babu do? Nothing. He just stands there.
He helps prepare food with rubber balls. Or whatever his name was. Nasty, gnarly gnome something.
Something.
My yeah. Goodness. And then, of course, then season two comes along and they're both stuck behind the glory holes.
Oh, yeah.
Poor guys.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, no.
Stayed there.
I'm sorry, but like, this was an episode while loved Foul Play in the Sky when the bumper focused on the ranger that it was focusing on. This one was like...
And it told us that the pink ranger had pink armor.
This one was like, nah, we're not going to focus on Trini. We're just going to watch Jason and Zach flip around.
Yeah. Weird choices stuff they make. Hey, wait, but Goldar's rain cloud came back and it did look better. It did look
that's
better.
That's true. I did see
it looked more believable.
Yeah, I almost didn't notice it, but I was like, oh, wait.
It was kind of neat, actually, just because they put it at the top of the screen so you couldn't see the top of it and it didn't look as cheesy. I kind of liked it.
It was still weird, though.
It's better than them just disappearing, just being there one frame and not the next.
Well, I'm not going to give it any credit, though. I'm sorry.
Was this the one where, like, oh, yeah, it was, when it was Tickle Sneezer was stealing everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything. I liked how they tried to suck up Rita. No!
Yeah, that was the funny part.
No!
She's like, forget this, we're out of here. Bye.
I really like it when Rita comes to Earth.
Yes,
she does stuff. They're just doing stuff, yeah.
Holy crap! But I mean, I still can't get over. Oh, this is what it is. This is what annoyed me. I was watching it, and I'm like, Tickle Sneezer sounds like a retarded New Yorker. I'm like, what? He's like, you know, I don't know. I just want to collect stuff, I just want to collect my goodies,
I have Down syndrome.
It's like, really? Thanks. Thanks a lot. Like, we already get like, oh, yo, you guys have a weird accent. Now you're going to make him retarded? Come on. Tickle Sneezer. I hate you.
Yeah. Good thing it was just a dream.
And that doll did not look like Tickle Sneezer.
Seriously.
It kind of did.
Not really. It had the same clothes
on.
It was
different.
But the face looked nothing like it.
Tickle Sneezer had a tan. Like monster Tickle Sneezer had a tan. The doll was like albino. Come on. At least like paint the doll to be like flesh colored or something. Ah, whatever. I don't know. Still ugly doll. I still didn't like the dream crap. Whatever. Whatever. Hate you.
Yeah.
Die.
I think the thing that I had the most problem with was the random Asian kid by the side of the Megazord.
Where?
What?
Yeah, in the battle, there's some little kid hanging out by the leg.
You serious?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have not seen that. I'll have to show you guys.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's no good. Recap.
But yeah, there's some random kid just hanging out for a little bit. It's like that kid in the episode with the Blue Ranger where he's just kind of...
Oh, yeah, Aye Guy.
Yeah.
But that was, like, obvious. That was, like, blatant, like, some chick, like... Asian chick, but I didn't even notice.
It's very brief. It's only for like a minute, but he's like right there. He's just standing there.
Oh my goodness.
I still always wonder why in MMPR they edited out the bikes. Why did they do that?
Yeah, those would be cool toys to have. I like those.
The bikes were in season one for a grand total of about 2 seconds in the episode with the samurai fan man.
Oh, but then they had a change of heart because they added a lot of bikes in season two.
Well, in season three, they gave them the Kaku Ranger bikes.
Oh.
Yeah, the Shark Cycles.
Oh, that was season two? That was season three, too.
No, season three. Because they give Tommy a bike, and then they repainted one so Kimberly could have a bike.
Oh. Okay.
Season two just had them on their ATVs. Yeah. Lord Zed's coming. Check out our ATVs.
Oh yeah. True. I remember that. Oh my goodness. But yeah, Tiggle Sneezer, foul play. No, not foul play. For whom the bell tolls. I'm like,
it wasn't a bad episode, just weird.
There's plain.
I really did not like the Aye Guy episode, but this one I didn't like hate it.
Yeah, it's just there.
But this one didn't really have much martial arts action.
No.
That could make up for like,
well, it wasn't bad as much as it was weird.
Yeah, weird's a good word.
Because it's just, you know, Trini looks like she should be like an emo kid nowadays if they had Power Rangers. She'd be an emo kid. She'd be dressing up and going to Renaissance fairs.
Oh, boy. But yeah, I'm still not, I mean, come on, foul play in the sky. I mean, and seriously coming from me, like... Yo, because I love me some Trini. I do.
Mm-hmm.
So this episode was like, wah, wah, wah. And then Foul Play in the Sky with Kimberly was like, oh, I'm like, that doesn't happen. All right. Just note this. This will never, ever happen again. Oh, Lord. Me liking a Pink Ranger episode. You just.
Oh, no. What the?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Just some kid hanging out.
Oh my god.
Okay, so this is a picture of look at the picture of the Zord action where like the Megazord is like,
I didn't think it's a giant kid.
Yes, seriously.
Giant kid.
Yo, that is so big, huge.
Oh my god.
That kid, yo.
What the f?
Yeah, I never noticed it back in the day, but today I'm like, what is that? I had to rewind it.
That's just creepy.
Like, what is the story behind this kid?
Giant Asian kid. What's up?
I mean, that's a whole no. That's a lot of creepy in that one picture. A lot of creepy.
For reals.
But it was just that scene, and the next one he's kind of like blurred out, or well, not blurred out, but maybe it's cut differently.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like they can blur out like the tiniest little label on a plane, like where you can't even read it, even if you wanted to, but yet they can't blur out a big fat Japanese kid. Just blur out the kid.
I don't know.
I'm genuinely disturbed at this point in time. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, like, what is this kid doing here? Why is he there?
Why is he so large?
Yeah, exactly. It's a city scene. Why is he a giant kid?
God, I thought he was, like, by his foot or something, you know? Like, the Megazord had just saved him and sat him down. Like the ugly girl. Like, he just saved him and...
Oh my gosh, that's so big kid, yo.
Maybe it's Trini's subconscious. Maybe it's her brother.
I don't know.
Can't be any worse than Sylvie.
That's Tickle Sneeze's little helper. It's like, leave my bottle alone.
He does the little kid do the tickling or the sneezing?
He's doing the tickling. See his hand? It's right on the Megazord's butt.
Basically.
That's right.
Going for the reach around.
That's right. What's up, T-Rex? Hey.
Holy crap. Oh, that is so traumatizing right now. I'm telling you, this whole
thing. The Megazord gets off on it when you cry while you're touching him.
Oh my.
Like, yeah, that's my fetish. Like when you cry and touch me.
Oh Lord, this is no. Okay, wow, we gotta move on because this is creepy, yo. This is some creepy stuff.
For real, this picture will haunt my nightmares.
Glad I can help.
Thanks, bye. Thanks, bye. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, anytime.
How did I not notice this?
Yeah, I never noticed it back in the
giant
day. Today,
kid.
I was like, what?
Giant effing kid.
Just helping out his buddy Tickle Sneezer. Hey. They both got the green jackets on.
Yo, hey, what's up, Tickle Sneezer?
Oh my goodness. But speaking of kids, let's talk about Ghost Ager.
Yeah. Ghost Ager, baby.
So yeah. Let me tell you,
loved it.
Audience, I was made to watch this, okay? I was not thrilled. I was not enthused to be like, hey, I'm gonna watch the Sentai. But they were like, you gotta watch the Sentai. You gotta watch it. Gotta watch the premiere. So it's like, fine, okay.
That's right. Gotcha.
Watch the Ghost Ager. And I watched it.
And
waiting for something to happen.
Great show or the greatest show?
Waiting for something.
It's a B+ on the Tristan scale.
Oh, you need to
curtail
the B+s, okay? It can't
the
be that
B+.
Bad.
Plus. It was horrible. I mean, it could be a B. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
No.
Whoa. Tristan, okay, why didn't you like it?
Me?
Yeah.
Why did you say Tristan, why didn't you like it? Yeah, Tristan, why didn't you like it? Do your impression of Tristan.
Well, personally, I liked it because I thought that it was a dark comedy, and...
You're wrong. Stop it. Stop it. Okay? Wow.
I'm just saying, for what it was.
First of all, you sound really like him. You need to stop.
Well, I thought that it's good story.
Stop it. Goodness. Tristan, I am not part of this. I am not. Okay, I got
you
your back.
You started it. You started it by asking Tristan what he thought. Okay, see, here's my thing. Okay, this is my thing about, like, wienery looking Red Rangers, okay? I have a thing.
Yeah, he is wienery looking.
No, like, gosh. I don't have a problem with a wienery Red Ranger if it's clear that it's like a good actor and he's really immersing himself in the character, which is like why I really liked John for some reason. Like, normally I would think I wouldn't like that character,
but I thought
he really, he took it over the top to the point where I was able to buy it and I liked it.
Yes.
And I'm glad Trist isn't here because I'm going to say this. I was a big fan of Den-O because he really owned the wienery role. The main character did, but this, the guy, you know, like if you half it just comes off like annoying as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's only one episode. God forbid you judge something on one episode, because I just looked in the Ghost Ager thread and somebody said Ghost Ager is now officially their favorite Sentai of all time.
Whoa, someone's on the crack.
Oh, and they also called it Ghost Ager Ranger, which just shows how much they love it. They don't know the name of the actual show. So
wow.
And again, he could, like, I really like, I think I like the Blue Ranger and I think I like the Black Ranger. They both seem okay. Like,
but you don't have anything to go on to say that.
They seem interesting. Like, and I like the idea. I like the idea of the tribes actually having a friendly rivalry.
Okay, so let's do the premise of this show.
Okay, the premise is there's like a big race of angels that watch over everybody. They've done it since the beginning of time. They have like a little towery thing that helps them get to Earth. The bad guys destroyed the tower. These five angels were angels in training, so they were on Earth training, and so they were the only ones left that are actually on Earth, and nobody else can get there, so they're on their own, basically against the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's red
and different tribes, you're saying?
Red and pink are the Skik tribe.
No, they didn't. No. Say it correctly. Say it correctly. They kept saying Skike. And really, it sounds like they're saying Kike. No offense. But I'm like, why are they talking about Jews like that? What is going on? Because at one point, I wasn't reading it. Whatever.
So red and pink got air power. Blue has water power. And black and yellow are brother and sister. And they have land power. And they were insulting each other like, hey, You're
Oh
too
yeah,
hot-headed.
true, true, true. I saw
Hey, you fight someone from behind. Don't do that.
And that's what I hate is that scene right there is the entire characterization for the entire team.
How do you know?
Beyond that, there is nothing.
One episode. One episode.
No,
Chill
I
out.
mean, in
Chill.
Shinkenter, you knew exactly what each person was like. You had
Okay, you
the
know what?
rebel, you had the suck up, you had.
I don't think Shinkenger counts because Shinkenger started out as a show that looked like they were going to expand on everybody quite a bit, and they never did. They just
Well, it's
decided to
okay
have one.
because at least you knew what they were. It's not like, oh, well, all five of these boring people, hey, well, maybe something will happen. Like, I don't care.
It's one episode, dude.
I know, and that's what everybody said about Dragon Knight. And guess what? I was right.
Whoa,
Hey, you know
first of
what?
all,
It's only one
I didn't
episode, and
say
you're probably right just as often as you are. So
that.
don't even play. Don't even
It's
play.
not going to get any greater. It's not.
Why do you have to be so pessimistic, Spy? Okay?
I'm
I
just
don't need to
being
hear that.
realistic. It's not gonna. Like, even the opening sequence, I mean, that is the most boring thing I have ever seen.
Dude, but the ending is hot. The
No.
ending is hot.
The ending
I
is
love that ending.
You mean the end song?
Yes.
Oh no.
The end song is good. The opening one is a little dry.
No, I like the song. The song was great. I thought I was going to enjoy it very much, but it's
Yeah.
just a lot of them standing around and, oh, we're transformed.
Oh,
Oh, now we've
you
got
mean
our
the
Star
opening?
Footage helmet. Yeah.
Oh
Well, I
yeah. I
mean
like
the
the
opening.
song.
He means, yeah, the song. I liked it. I thought it was very happy sounding, but.
Happy sounding.
Yeah. It was very happy. It was very triumphant. I liked it. But
Yeah.
then just the visuals, it was just them standing around. Villains are walking. Oh,
But
we're
the bad
walking.
guys look cool, dude. The bad guys look all
The
cool.
blue one looks cool. I like
Yeah,
him. Well,
they
I think the blue one's going to be the Sixth Ranger, is what people think.
What?
The night one that we
Well,
saw
that's
the
kind of
morpher for.
interesting. Yeah.
People think it's him.
Ooh.
Weird. So he's gonna betray his little. Yeah. Well, that
That'd
would
be
be kind of
cool.
interesting, but because
Yeah.
they were kind of boring too. It's like we have no. There's no purpose for them to invade this place. It's just like, oh yeah, another one on the list.
Yeah, I mean,
Well,
I mean, here's.
after 10,000 years, they're finally free.
Oh wow, but here's my take on it, right? Like, I don't go into Sentai thinking like I don't have any expectations. I just watch it, whatever, and read the stuff and whatever. But you know, it. Okay, well, first of all, maybe it's just the Sentai that I keep watching, but I am just tired of like the first, oh, I don't know, two episodes involving a kid. A
Yeah.
child, you know, and then like the child is what has to bring them out and what I'm just like, okay, look, the cliche beaten to death, blah, blah, whatever. Okay, so getting beyond that, because like the kid wasn't that big of a problem, even though that tool of a kid kept the card and he knew what was the deal, but whatever, we won't even get into that. Tool
Yeah.
kid,
You know
the,
what? Okay,
you
I'll
get
admit
you just get you deserve to get beaten down, like.
I'll admit this is probably the least promising first episode I've seen since Gower Ranger?
Dang.
Yeah, really, probably least promising first episode. Yeah, everything else I at least thought was interesting, and there were at least one or two characters that I thought were going to be really cool. I might have been right, I might have been wrong in the long run, but yeah, the whole just. Oh, it's a little kid. Oh no, we all got captured. Oh no, the Red Ranger has to save us and the kid helps him.
Yeah, and that's the thing,
Yay!
and that's the thing. Like, how did they all got captured, but the Red Ranger
Yeah,
didn't,
he was just
even though he
bounced
just
around.
get bounced around. I mean,
Well, I think what it was is he got bounced by a ball that already had somebody captured in it. So you couldn't capture two people in the same one. I think that's what it was. Because the guy only sent out four balls. That was his fault. He needed a fifth ball.
he needed a fifth ball. But like, yeah, I mean, in correlation to like Power Ranger premieres or whatever. Like, I remember watching Mystic Force's premiere, and I was like, eh, that's all right. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was all right. And this one, to me, felt like that. Okay, yeah, the little kid, okay, whatever. The Red Ranger didn't really stand out anything to me.
No.
I just kept focusing on the pink's ears, you know?
Oh, those
And
were sticking out. You're so mean.
I mean, look, I know that there are some ears that stick out a little bit, and there are some ears that even protrude even more than a bit. Like, this one was like 180 degrees. Like, it got
They were out.
wings. She could fly on her own. I mean, like,
Wow.
I mean, it is hard. It's hard.
Blue and
She needs
yellow
to
looks like I got
let
punched
her hair
in the
down
face.
for real. But anyway, but yeah.
Gross. Wow.
But
Haters.
And
hate
everything
so
had to be
much.
narrated to us. It wasn't like you could discover anything like through
Right.
the actions. It was like, oh, well, you're the Skyic tribe, so you guys are carefree, and we're the Landic, so we're stern, and you're the Seic, so you're serene.
And look, and we and we're not on this planet because this has happened to us, and blah 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 blah. And we
Yeah.
this, we're that. I mean, look, they
It's
talked a
so
lot of
annoying.
stuff.
They
They
did.
did. They did. Some stuff I can understand. I get it because like we did just like come into the episode of like, hey, their home was destroyed. Okay, I can understand some explanation, but like not everything that's like told
Yeah,
to us.
we saw the home get destroyed. We weren't told about it. We saw it.
We saw it for a whole 2 seconds. And then 10 days later, we didn't even get to see the
I
aftermath.
don't know. I always try to give any show a pass after the first episode because
You did that with Jungle
there's.
Fury. You do not pass.
Dude, there are so many shows out there, though, that I know I did not like after the first episode. Hell, I hated The Office after the first episode. I could
I'm
not stand it.
granted, premieres are the hardest to do, but premieres are also the ones where you most
You need
people
to do
pull
it
out the
right.
stops. You
Yeah,
know what I'm saying?
you need to hook people because even just going based on Shinkender from right before, it was like I knew what it was going to be like.
I don't know.
I mean, even though it did
Hey,
kind of stall in the
Shinkender
middle,
lied to me. Shinkender lied to me.
it lied to you. It
It promised me. It
did it
promised me
promise you?
great things. It promised me interesting characters and a
No, the
big
characters were
plot.
interesting. It just didn't. They just didn't do anything.
Know, then they just said, "Hey, here's the character. Let's have a meeting with one of their parents.
Yeah,
Yay! Here's
let's
an
get a new
episode."
origami. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? The origami are pretty sweet.
No, I didn't like those.
Dude, dude,
And
I
it's
just.
unfortunate that the show actually ended up focusing on all of that because
Dude, when they're all combined, it looks stupid on the show, but as a toy. But as a toy, it's the most badass thing ever.
Wow, that's a great selling point. It looks really dumb in the show, so you gotta buy the toy to see
These
its
Buster
true
Clubs
form.
have got to stop.
As a toy, it weighs like 50 pounds if you combine them all together.
I know, they're
It's
so
so
huge.
damn big. Seriously, the bowl is twice the size of the main Megazord.
Oh my
Is it really?
goodness.
Yes! And I don't even have batteries in it, and it's still ready to beat the hell out of somebody. It's and
You
like
should take on that little kid and what's your face?
it has and the bell trolls.
But I like it because it has a place for everything. There's always like a little extra slot to hook everything in. You don't have any leftover parts.
That's cool. I like that.
Unlike those stupid the Ninja Storm toys where the poor Tori. She's like, oh, I
Yeah,
don't
the
get to
little
do
head kind
anything.
of disappears. Yeah.
Then she's not even used for the main for the big combo at the end.
That's true.
Nope, sorry. You don't get to do anything. Just stand here in your dolphin. Okay. Oh, I don't even. They use the stupid balls more than they used her.
Poor girl.
Oh,
But yeah, what did you
yes.
guys think about like the suits and the it being an inaction
The
and
suits are
this?
pretty. I like them.
I love this. I do. I love this.
I'm still not totally sold on the suits, but I am coming around a little bit. I think
I
they look
love.
ugly in some angles, but ultimately, I like them.
Like, I'm definitely sold on the black one and the blue one.
I love the suits.
Definitely sold on those
It's
two.
great. I love it. I love them. I love them. I do. It's like it's so pretty. So pretty. And then the helmet, I think pink, like not pink. I think yellow's helmet is like half black and then pink. And they oh, so cool. It's cool.
And then
I like it.
you get the Ultimate Warrior head. Gotcha.
Oh my gosh, that's the only thing that's like annoying. That's so
Gotcha.
ugly.
You know, I like the look of the helmet, but I don't like the fact that it says gotcha every time you open its mouth.
I can't believe somebody's already figured out all the sounds like they did with Decade. They
Oh, they
you
have
can
like a list.
no, someone's actually made a PDF file so you can go print out every single card that's going to exist.
Oh, that's cool.
There's 124 sounds.
Link that because I don't think I'm gonna be able
It's
to
in
get
the Ghost Sager thread in the merchandise
them.
forum.
Okay, I'm gonna go find it.
Yeah, I mean,
Because the toy is coming. I've got it.
Well,
I want
they've
this.
even got noises for the Go-Ongers and the Shinkengers.
Shinkengers, really?
Yes.
Ah!
Well, like I think I want the more I want to get the
Can I get them?
figures. Well, I want to get the figures because I want the cards that come with them because the morphing cards. But like the other cards, I don't care about like headers or. But I want each morphing card, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the whole card
And by the way,
morphing thing.
that's gonna be over the top. It's
Yeah,
creepy.
I don't.
Spy, if you want those change cards, though, you better buy the figures right now.
No, I'm not gonna buy it.
because because they said those it's only with the first run of the toys. If they start making them a second time, they don't come with the cards.
That sucks.
So you have so
I don't, I'm not going to get sucked into the merchandising because it's already overload on the show.
I'm not either. I just want the figures for the changing cards. It's just what I care about. I care about the morpher and the actual changing.
I will get that PDF file and some card stock, and I will print them out myself.
But it doesn't read any decayed cards.
Oh, darn! My collection's ruined.
I know, right? Print those out too. You know. Cougar.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, the Morpher looking thing with the card. I'm just,
gotcha.
Morpher. Morpher, I love it.
Ugh, hate it. It's so big and ugly.
I love it too. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
It's so different. It's so much better than a phone. I'm so sick of the phones.
You keep reverting to phone. No, nobody likes a phone. Phones are stupid. But
I actually like. I actually like the phones.
Oh Lord!
Well, most of them. Most of them. Like
I mean, I like the Shoto phone. I like that, but it's just that it's always a phone. I'm sorry.
I like the phones that actually utilize the phone factor. Like the Magiphone had all the buttons and they all made different noises. That was cool.
But well, I liked it because it was like a wand. It wasn't like a phone.
But then, like the Go Wander one, half the numbers made one noise and the other half made the other noise.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Or the Shoto phone, where like only a third of the buttons did anything.
Yeah.
Like if you're
you don't want to use that as a phone. You want to use that as a brush. That's what's cool.
It's an interesting feature, but once you transform it a few times, I'm like, okay, I'm done. The Shishi changer was better because it actually was a phone that had all the buttons. And it can summon all the first, what, 8 or 9 or 10 origami.
No, I'm sorry. I like my morphers that, like, you don't have to look like a cell phone or any kind of phone, all right? Wait, but it doesn't have to look like an ugly-looking tiki thing.
What about the Shinkenger Power Morpher? Power Morpher? That reads the disc? That reads the disc? Because you can hit the buttons and make all the extra noises that you don't have disc for.
No idea what you're talking about. I'm not.
Zen Samurai Gatai. And then it makes the noises of all the different animals. Of the animals.
Show
the
me
monkey,
a picture. Monkey
the lobster wolf. Sounds.
Show me a picture.
Yes, lobster sound. it's called the. Let's see.
Inurumaru?
Inurumaru.
Yeah, because. Yeah, no. I mean, like. Yeah, I mean, okay, back in the day. Let's look at back in the day when, what's your face? Which one had the numbers on them?
The Astromorpher?
Yeah. I was like, all right, that's, you know, futuristic.
Well, yeah, I like that because it's not a phone. It's just a keypad. That's
right,
fine.
Right, it's a keypad, you know, right? Okay, fine, whatever. But then when they get, who had the first phone?
Probably Silver Ranger from that year.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Digimorpher.
You damn Silver Ranger, you.
I don't even remember what that looks like. Dang.
It's just like a little cell phone.
It's like an old-timey cell phone where it flips down.
Yeah, from like the 80s.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like old-timey cell phone like Zach Morris. Like, what the freak? It's like,
yes, it's like Zach Morris's cell
phone. Bust out the brick.
That's right. Brick mofo.
Well, I'm like, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. Cell phone. And then like Wild Force had, it was just, no.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of their phone either.
Just no. Not a fan.
No.
Just...
Well, I'm not a fan of anything from Wild Force, quite frankly. It's a whole lot of crap. Whole lot of crap. Not a lot of good.
So, yeah.
Good thing we're discussing Gosager.
Gosager. Yeah, so really, the main thing that, like, because, like, it was air for me, but the main thing that really annoyed me, like, was getting annoying was that kid. No offense, but yo, that kid, man, it's like, really? You see, like, somebody who is in trouble or whatever, and you know that he's in trouble, and you have this card, and you know it belongs to him, so give it back. Give it back. Little kid, stop being a brat. Ugh, whatever. Maybe I'm alone.
No, you sum it up nicely.
I want to like it though, you know. I just really
wanted to like it too, because you know, Shinkenger, it was nice, but I thought, you know, it's only up from here. But apparently not.
I don't understand why people hate the cell phones so.
Because it's so
plain.
Like, yeah, thank you. It's like,
but
I want
practical.
Well, it is because you know you could can program the keys or whatever.
Like,
but
honestly,
no,
honestly,
I like otherworldly things. I want it to be above the real world.
If you were actually a Power Ranger, what would you want? A big bulky thing on your hand?
I would want a
would
big giant tiki face on my hip, and I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm a superhero." What?
I know, but wouldn't you want a cell phone?
No,
where you can.
I want a big tiki face. I am an angel.
Honestly, I would want a
back
belt.
Back the hell up. Back the hell up.
A belt. You know what I'm saying? That'd be hot. With a buckle.
I want the phone because then you can use it in real life, too. You can talk to your
really?
Ranger buddies or you
wow.
can talk to everybody
you
else.
Can talk to
or...
the face? Can... the face will talk to you.
Let's just say gotcha.
Hey, oh my gosh.
Face, what's up? Gotcha.
And then the way they morph, it's just like, oh my god.
I think they need to speed that up because they look silly.
Oh my goodness.
It's like they're waiting for each other. They're like, are you in position?
Like, wait. Okay, we have to do this at the same time. Okay, ready? You ready? Ready? Okay, go.
I don't think they're
going to
keep doing that.
I hope
I think
not.
They did that in the first episode because they were all together. They're not going to be all together in
I
every
think
episode.
They are.
When has that ever happened?
No,
when
I'm
has
just
that
saying.
Ever happened
I'm
when
just
they were all
saying.
Together in every episode?
Well, not every episode.
No, but no, by themselves, they could be all like, hua, bling, with the whole tiki face. I'm like, oh.
They probably have that made, but they were doing something fancy for the first episode where they were all together.
No. I'm
well,
talking
no,
about
I like
the actual
that they have,
morph.
Yeah, I like that they have group motions because, you know, that's the Sentai thing. But they were just uncoordinated. It just felt sloppy.
They were uncoordinated.
No, because no, I'm going back to Shin Kendra. I know it's unfair to compare it to other things, but when they got their phones and they started doing the little slashes, I mean, it looked like they knew what they were doing.
Don't hate.
I'm gonna hate on you. I hate on all of y'all. Hate on all y'all.
But honestly, like, for real, I don't have hate for it. I don't have love for it. It's yeah, it's that. I
well,
mean,
I don't hate it, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It's definitely at the bottom of the barrel.
And there is a cliffhanger, you know, because the red one was hurt, and then, like, one of the villains were like, oh,
what's
so
up? What's
you
up?
You hurt your hand. How was your hand? And he's like,
oh. Because it's like a big secret, because I don't think he told them.
A big secret about... His hand
about his encounter with the villains because the Red Ranger was like flashbacking in the middle of the episode. So I don't think the other team knows that Red Ranger has encountered these people before.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
That's the drama, but I don't care.
Man.
But no, but to be fair though, Spy, you hate everything.
I mean, yeah, I hate a lot of things because my stands are just impossibly high, but.
I mean,
I mean, when you deliver, then I will acknowledge it.
You don't like a lot of premieres. Like, you hate... Yeah. Did you like the RPM premiere?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
That's why I stuck around. I was like, finally!
Like, silver lining. But yeah. Huh.
But of course, I always find the negative. I'm like, oh yeah, it's the last year. Thanks. Now you pull that out.
Why can't you ever be happy?
I don't know. I'm gonna get like medication or something.
What the hell did Sentai do to you and RPM do to you and all this stuff
RPM
do to you?
RPM was fine. I loved RPM. I liked Shin Kendra once I got over that little slump in the middle.
I don't know. You're not fun to be around.
What?
I'm always hating.
Guess you can find another room at PMC.
Oh, I knew he was gonna do that. I knew it.